Brandela.
Good evening.
Good evening.
You're the only person.
Oh, okay.
You know, Hannah's got her guest coming, and I'm not sure what's going on with Malka. So let's give it a few more minutes.
Okay.
Hello, Judy.
Hey, Miss Judy.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I'll start in a few seconds.
Okay.
Okay. Please join me in saying the Anna Bakoa. Anna Bakoa, Kedula Chimimpa, Tati, Serira, Alpha Gimel Yutat Tati, Kabirinat. Hasagdenu, Taharenu, Nora, Ufreshayan, Sintet Nun, Nagibor, Dorshe Yehudha, Gevavat, Shamrem, Nugimogalad, Yutkapshin, Barhem Taharem, Rafame Sutkatha, Tami Gamlem, Betet Resh, Saditaf Gimel, Hasim Kadosh, Bero Tucha, Nael Adata, Pet Kufet, Tet Lunayim, Yachid Geyeh, Lamcha Penei, Zokrei Kedushatach, Yud Gimelamed, Pei Zayin Kuf, Shavatenu Kabel, Ushma Tziakatenu, Yodea, Talumot, Shin Kufat, Tzadiyotah. We have brought the energy of creation into our space. We will now separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of this creation, utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohei Wahei, Adonai Yohei Wahei, El Rachum V'Chanun, Erech Apayim V'Rav Chesed V'Emet, Notzer Chesed L'Alafim, Notzer Ahon V'Apesha, V'Chata'a V'Nakei. We're now going to connect to the energy of certainty, utilizing the Sulam commentary on the Zohar from Parsha Yitro, it's Pasuk 29. And I'll start with the L'Shem Yichud. L'Shem Yichud Kudsha Berichu Ishkinte Bid Hilu Erhimu Hilu Hilu Erhimu Le'achta L'Shem Yud He Bevav He Ve'Yehuda Shalim B'Shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah, Lasok Torah Mitzvah, Vayino Amadunai Eloheinu Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Kodinei Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Kodineihu. Rabbi Abba Amar Bika Amatar Tanei Nan Dekucha Berichu koma di ave di le e la wikata. Ko la ihu kishot yovada dikshot. Vele lach mila bi alma divae bar nash. Ledach ya leya mineya ulan haga. Beya kalana dehakulu ovada. Dikshot inun wikola itsterich. Bi alma. The energy of the year 5778, our current year, is to bow to Hashem in order to walk with Hashem. There are two verses that connect to this energy. The first that we study is 2 Samuel chapter 13, verse 6.
Vayishkav Amnon vayichal vayavo hamelech liroto. Vayomer Amnon el hamelech tavo nat amar achoti ud labev le'ene shute levivot v'evre miyada.
The second verse is from Psalms. It's chapter 32, verse 5. Concealed in this verse is the names of the letters of the year, Tavshin Ayin Chet. These letters are separated by three letters each.
Chatati Odiacha, Wawoni Lokisiti, Amarti Ode Ale Pashai. La Adonai Yohei Wahei Weata Nasata Awon Chatati Sela.
The year 5777, known as the year of the goat or the year of the wake up, also has two verses that connect to this energy. The first verse that we study is Lamentations chapter 3, verse 52.
Tod saduni katzipor o yavai chinam.
When we take the first letters of these words, we're able to create Satskiyach, which translates as appear like brothers. When we take the final letters of these words, we're able to create Biryam, which translates as a sea of tenants. The second verse that we study is connecting to this year of the goat and the year of the wake up is Joshua chapter 23, verse 8. Concealed in this verse is the name of the year, Tavshin Ayin Zion. The letters of this name are separated by seven letters each.
Kim Vadonai Yohe Wahe Elohechem Tadevaku Kasher Asitem Ad Hayom Hazeh.
The energy of the year 5776 is known as the year of the pause. There are two verses that connect to this energy as well. The first that we study is 2 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 34.
Raka kohanim hayu limat. Velo yachlu lehavshit et kol haolot vayehaskum Lachechem Halavim Ad Kelotam Lacha Yad Yitkachu Hakohanim Ki Halavim Yishrei Levav Lehitkadesh Me Hakohanim. This verse has 25 words. When we take the first letters of each word, we're able to permute them into 8 names of God. Adonai Yohe Wahe Lalahe Wawawa Yola Yo Alame Hey 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 Aka Reka Ha. The second verse that connects to this energy is Isaiah chapter 26, verse 4. Bidhu Adonai Yohe Wahe Ade Ad Kibia Yohe. Adonai Yohe Wahe Tsurolamim. The year 5775 has the year of peace in the Middle East. There are 3 verses in the Tanakh that connect to this energy. The first that we study is Job chapter 7, verse 19. Kama lo tishem imeni lo tarpeni atbili ruki. Next, we will study 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 23. Uru, Uru, Mikom Hamachagoyam, Asher Yitabe Sham Moshavtem, Eli El Nahom, Vehalachti Yitem, Vehayayim Yashna. Vareps vihi basti oto b'kol alfei Yehuda. And the third is also from Job. It's chapter 20, verse 7. Kagelo lanetza yoved roav yomru ayo. The year 5774 is the energy of peace in the Middle East. There's only one verse that connects to this energy. It is 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wesamti makom le'ami le'Yisrael untati v'shakam tatav v'lo yirgaz O Bilo Yosifu, Bene Avla Anoto Kaasher Barishona. We're now going to connect to the 72 names of God. We do this with the tool of saying out loud the letters with their root vowel in sequence. Wahe wayo layo sayote alame pe meshi meheshi kaheta pe zayo. Ala da la awa he he ayo zala me be he he reyo. Heiko me la awa, kala yo la wawa, hei la nu lacha, yo 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 me la he, hei wa nu ta he, hei a a yo re ta, shi a he re yo yo, awa me la ta be, wa shi re yo he wa. La he he kawako menu da anu yo he a me re he a yo yo za he 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 me yo kawawa la
Yola he sa ala are yo ashila. May he, may o he, wa he wa da nu wa yo, hey hey she a me me, nu nu wa nu yo ta, me be he be wa yo, nu me me yo yo la, hey re hey me tsa re, wa me be yo hey hey, a nu wa me hey yo. Do da me be me nu ko ayo a he be wa we a he yo be me he yo yo me wa me. The 72 names from the Sadikim we will connect to now, utilizing the same technique. Wa 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 yo 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 sa be te a me. Me be she la yo hey, anu a kamita. Hey hey yo anu da, la hey wa hey me a. Yo ta la me re hey, me hey yo yo hey me me. La wa wa ka be yo, la yo wa pe nu la. Nu me fa yo hey yo. Me nu hei 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 wa, nu yo hei hei shi ya, yo re ta shi ya hei, re la yo wa wa me, la yo be wa hei re, yo yo wa la hei hei, ka a ko me nu da, a nu yo hei wa me, re hei a yo hei za. Hey she hey me kaha wa wa la yo yo hey sa a la re yo a la me ta hey wa hey wa da la yo hey yo she a la me nu hey a nu wa ta me la hey be a yo nu ko me yo re la hey be hey. Mezare, wahe be yo ahe, ala wa mezayo, dahe be me kako, ala ahe he wa, re la he yo yo me, he la yo me he me. The Sadikim who left this day, the ninth day of Tammuz. Rabbi Yekuziel Yehuda ben Rabbi Tzvi Hirsch Halberstam, known as the Klausenberger Rebbe. Rabbi David Lifshitz. Rabbi Yosef Shlomo Dayan. Rabbi Zalman Tzorotskin. Rabbi Moshe Chevroni. And the eighth verse of the Anabakoach, we'll say in a whisper. Today's class is a Zohar class for the Parsha of Hukat. You can find the handout on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix in the first row, the right-hand column. When it opens up, scroll down to where you see Parshat Hukat. When you open up that landing page, scroll down to section 10. And we start with Pasuk 69. Vaydaber ha'am be'elohim u'moshe v'gomer Parshata da be'atar achara istalik ininun mi b'riva de'moshe v'acharon. And the people spoke out against Elohim and against Moses. This passage was explained in another place, with those scripture passages relating to the waters of Meribah, the waters of dispute against Moses and Aaron. My commentary, this is an introduction paragraph. It leads to a question. What will you reveal that is not revealed elsewhere? Pasuk 70. Rabbi Yitzhak Patach Vayehi Bayom Hashlishi Vatil Bash Esther Malchut Vigomer Megillat Esther Beruchik Nemra Ugin Kachetuva Bain Achetuvim. Vayehi biyom hashlishi bid chalash hela tegufa debehakayma beruha bila gufa kedein vatil vash yester malchut my malchut itema bilvushe yikar Yargivavnan Halal Hakikre Ela Vatil Bash Esther Malchut Eat Labishat Malchut Ila Kadisha Vadai Lav Sharulach HaKodesh. The second number 70. My tamazakta lehai atar begin denatra. Hu madila de halya midi hahidikti. Ein ester megedet moldechata de ofanea. Koman denatir humeya, Elishaneya, Zakelit labisha, Beruach dekucha, Bekoman desate humey, Humeya lami labisha, Havadai hahumila. Bishaleya Veila Vhad Negaim O Tzarat Kemokdan Ketchivya Aleya Vehauk Muha. The translation. Rabbi Yitzhak opened the discussion with the verse, "Now it came to pass on the third day that Esther put on her royal apparel. The scroll of Esther was set in the Holy Spirit, and therefore it is written among the scriptures. Now it came to pass on the third day, when the body energy was low and weak due to the fasting. She remained in her spirit without the body. Then that Esther put on Malchut." What is the meaning of Malchut? If you think it is glorious and purple garments, these are not called so by the name of Malchut. Esther put on Malchut means that she was clothed in the supernal holy Malchut. She was assuredly enveloped in the Holy Spirit. Since Malchut is considered the Holy Spirit, what is the reason that she merited this stature, meaning Malchut? It is because she guarded her lips so as not to reveal anything. This is what is written. Esther had not yet made known her kindred or her people. We were taught that whoever guards his lips and tongue is worthy of clothing himself with the Holy Spirit. And anybody who curves his lips to speak evil will be harmed by that matter of which he speaks. Meaning that if he speaks the evil tongue, like the primordial snake, then that snake dominates him. And that is why when Israel spoke against Elohim and Moses, he set snakes and vipers upon them. If he does not, he is afflicted by diseases of or leprosy, which is burning like a snake, as we have already explained. My commentary. This is not a new explanation. It is being more strongly expressed. The halakha is speak judgment or discernment, and you will be discerned against or judged by and with your own words. Pasuk 71.
Vayedaber ha'am b'Elohim u'Moshe v'yamru mila v'isha b'kudsha b'richu u'ktar gumo v'im Moshe natsu lama ha'eli ha'eliu elitunu Shavu call up Yayo Shav the Yan the Gimokach is the man the Gabehu Yan the Mogdan Lom Kesha the Ayil Esha the Mayatu the Navlin Meetin Meetin Kedavi shalach Hashem Ba'amet hanchashim asrafim.
The translation. And the people spoke out against Elohim and against Moses. They said slanderous things about the Holy One, blessed be He, according to the Aramaic translation of murmur. And they quarreled with Moses. Why have you brought us up? They treated all aspects equally, because they equated Elohim to Moses and said to them, why have you brought us up? This is why snakes that burn them like fire were sent upon them. The fire entered their internals, and they dropped dead, as is written. And Hashem sent venomous serpents among the people. My commentary. In addition to Rabbi Ashlag's comments, the important aspect is that the people ignored the hierarchy of the universe as defined by Hashem. This hierarchy can be revealed by the physical world through simple observation. Pasuk 72.
Rabbi Chiyayo Amar Chiviv Yan Hawo Atyan Melachashan Befumayhu Vinyashkin Vimeitin Mai Melachashan Kada'ayin Yishoch Inachash Vilach Blachash Eshaharo malatan b'fumayhu b'nashkin b'shadyan Eshabahu b'yitz'okden v'yitz'okdan
May I who may tin the hamilin elaine is talaku leatarachara. The translation. Rabbi Akiva said, snakes would approach and their lips would whisper, and they would bite and die. What is whispering? It is as it says, if the serpent bites and cannot be charmed, also literally without a whisper. A fire would grow from their mouths and they would bite and inject the fire into them. Their internal organs were burned and they died. And these items were defined somewhere else. My commentary. Is this description describing the physical person, or is it the person in the level of Yetzirah? It's up to you to decide. This is the end of the section. Does anyone have any questions?
Hello, can I have a question?
Go ahead.
Okay, in the beginning up in Pasuk 70, it was talking about Esther having low energy and she was weak due to a fasting. So we have a fasting
yes.
coming up later this month. So when we become like low energy or weak after no food and water, you know, for a 24-hour period or for how long we ever we fast, that's what happens with us, that we kind of like basically remain in spirit and not like out of our bodies, kind of like I talked about her.
If you're on the level of Esther, which I don't think many of us are, the answer is yes. When we do a fast, what happens during a fast is you are sacrificing your blood and your fat within your body. That's why you fast, because we should be doing those fasts when you look at the temple times and you brought animals, because the animals were replacing your human body for the sacrifice. So if we fast, we are really sacrificing fats, our personal fats, our personal desire to receive for oneself alone. That's the purpose of a fast. Now, the one coming up on the 17th of Tammuz is a fast that is based on sunrise to sunset. It's not a full 24 hours, but it's the same idea. The sages have asked us to fast because the temple is not yet rebuilt. And any generation that does not rebuild the temple, it is as if it destroyed the temple. So we need to bring that sin offering of our fats and our consciousness to offer to Hashem, to serve Hashem, to cleanse ourselves. That's the purpose of these fasts. So when it is describing Esther as being out of her body, not really aware, becoming weak, after 3 days of fasting, and I don't know how aware you are of what happens to your body after 3 days of fasting, but you literally lose energy, you're weak, and you can find yourself, because your body limbs are weak, you can find yourself traveling to different locations depending on how you're approaching it. There are a lot of health people who take 24-hour cleansings, they call it. where they literally do not only take drink, no eating. Sometimes they will do this for 7 days in a row. The American Indians would do this for 3 to 4 days. And you can fast for 7 days and not die. But you can only go without liquid for 3 days. Because we need the water, we need that chesed. But all of these actions are one of cleansing, of bringing ourselves closer to Hashem by sacrificing our animal lusts, our animal selves. That's what a sacrifice is. That's what service to Hashem in the days of the temple was. We only do it 5 days a year. But the consciousness during those 5 days, if we can maintain that confidence, we will find ourselves traveling to amazing locations. So I hope, Judy, I've answered your question. But if not, please clarify.
No, thank you. You did. Thank you. I appreciate that.
You're welcome. So
can I ask another question?
We don't have time to finish. Go ahead. We've got about 15 minutes left, and I'm not going to go on. So the more questions you ask, the better.
Okay. I was going to ask you on this, on the phrase, the fire would glow for their mouth, and they would bite and inject fire into them. Is that kind of relating to, like, when Korach and them was challenging Moses and them and with the fire pan, and you know how the fire kind of went into their bodies and they were burnt inside? Is that kind of the same concept about what was going on?
No, it's not quite the same.
Okay.
What this was talking about, the people were complaining. They were murmuring is the word that's used, is the translation of the word that's used. Murmuring is fetching without anybody listening, without doing it loud enough that anybody is supposed to notice. But you're grumbling, you're unhappy. I don't like my life, God forbid. I don't think it's fair that something happened to me, God forbid. We as a consciousness are taught, the Torah teaches us to be happy. Whatever happens in your life, to be happy. Brandy's friend passed away. Be happy. Didn't tell you why you should be happy. We could make up all kinds of justifications. She's in a better place. She's not any miserable anymore. We could do all kinds of justifications. But that's not what the Torah says. The Torah says, be happy. Even though you're feeling this pain, even though you feel a sense of sadness, override it and be happy. This is what connects you to Hashem. Now, what the people were doing, they were instigated by the Erev Rav. The Erev Rav are more connected in this generation, in the generation of the desert. They were more connected to the physical world. They lusted after foods. They lusted after women and sex. They lusted after jewelry. They lusted after all these things of physicality. And because they lusted and were sad that they didn't have them, they complained that it was Moses' fault that they didn't have it. no matter what, they had the manna that would taste like anything they wanted, except for one thing. You had to be able to hold your consciousness and not become erratic in your thoughts. You had to hold the thought, oh, I feel like shepherd's pie tonight. Oh, I feel like trout tonight with butter and lime. If I can hold that thought, as long as it took me to eat the manna, it tasted like what I was thinking about. But the Erev Rav were not spiritually elevated. So they enticed the children of Israel after them. Oh, I feel like trout tonight. Oh, so do I. Maybe I'll try and have trout. But they were not able to hold on to the consciousness of trout. And so they were unhappy with what the way the manna tasted. Now along comes God and says, well, you're complaining against Moses, who is my servant, who's doing everything right the way I want him to, and you're complaining against him. You're murmuring against him. You're murmuring because of your passions towards lust, towards physicality. So, mida keneged mida, measure for measure, you're acting like the snake in the Garden of Eden. I'm going to send the snakes to kill you. And what those snakes did, they were supernatural snakes. They weren't normal snakes. They would bite somebody. And they would inject the burning poison into their body. And that burning poison would flow through their bloodstream, burning out the impurities. They died. Their soul didn't die, but their soul was cleansed of all of the attitudes that they had about physicality. Now, Nadab and Abihu was on a higher level. When God created Adam, he blew into his nostrils the soul of life. When Nadab and Abihu sinned, again it was measure for measure, they didn't qualify to be in the Holy of Holies. But in the Holy of Holies, God isn't going to kill them. What he does is draw out the soul of life that he injected into Adam. He takes out of Nadab and Abihu through the nose, through the nostrils, the same way he blew into the nostrils in Adam. But as he took out the soul, he left the inside of the body totally burnt, to cleanse it of its ego, of its feeling that I'm important. I'm so important that I'm not willing to have a wife from the children of Israel. There's no woman that's capable of being my wife. I'm so special. This was their consciousness. They came in inebriated. What kind of chutzpah is it to approach God in the drunk state? Totally different levels. The people, the Erev Rav, they were talking about their body consciousness, their emotional consciousness, their lust. Whereas Nadab and Abihu were talking about the level of thought. I'm great. I'm important. Two different levels. the same fire in the sense that the soul is drawn out and the fire is left in the body to be cleansed. In Nadav and Abihu's case, it was a miracle. Their body remained intact, but their soul was gone. Just like the Tzaddikim, when a Tzaddik dies, he's buried in his crypt, in his grave. But his body doesn't decay. His soul is gone, but his body doesn't decay. Anybody else, the rest of us, our soul leaves our body and it starts to decay. What's the difference? The Tzaddik is righteous. He has purified his body. There's no reason, there's no impurity to decompose the body. I hope I'm clear.
Yes. Uh-huh. Thank you.
You're welcome. Does anybody have any other questions? You all have a beautiful Shabbat. Shabbat Shalom. Tomorrow morning at 7 o'clock West Coast time, we will have Psalm 35, I believe it is, or 36. I wish you all well. Shabbat Shalom. Shalom Gadol. Have a beautiful, beautiful Sabbath where you learn, truly learn, that you do not have to die. And you can separate that consciousness from the rest of humanity who keep thinking that you have to die. And that's why people die. As pure as you can become, as long as there's other people that impact your consciousness, you'll be thinking you have to die. And the purpose of the Parsha of Hukat, the Para Aduma, the red heifer, is to learn that you don't have to die. And to set up a protection shield to keep that other consciousness away from you. Shalom to all.
Shalom. Thank you.
Shalom. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Shabbat. Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom.